This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Naomi Kimball, a writer living in Missoula, Montana. Kimball reflects on the attachment we feel to the places where we grew up. She writes,
"As a child, I used to walk home backwards so I could keep my eyes fixed on my section of the Rockies called the Rattlesnake. I don't know what it was I thought I wouldn't see if I turned away, but I knew I wanted the shape of the ridgelines in my eyes, though looking and seeing were never enough. I wanted more than looking could give me and to be part of what I saw. When I was older, I'd hike alone in the woods and stay until I was driven home by darkness or thirst. These journeys always fell short of my desire for unity with the wild places surrounding my town. Maybe if I'd picked a spot under a tree and just stayed put, I would have achieved the melding. But time was always short. I always had to get home, and I always got hungry for dinner. Built places feel temporary and frail among the mountains. This has an effect on a lot of us. We want to be a part of the land into which our towns disintegrate, to shed our walls and windows, and when we travel to bigger places with buildings made of the same stuff as our mountains, to know that our absence has left a scar. We want the land to miss us when we're gone, but eventually realize that the pain of separation goes unmatched by the places we love. We are the ones who are lonely."
Kimball pairs her reflection with an excerpt from Willa Cather's 1918 novel, My Antonia, a story told through the eyes of a young boy who moves to the Nebraska prairie.
This is a journey Cather herself took at the age of 9, and My Antonia draws heavily from her memories of the land and the people who lived there. She writes,
"I sat down in the middle of the garden, where snakes could scarcely approach unseen, and leaned my back against a warm yellow pumpkin. There were some ground cherry bushes growing along the furrows, full of fruit. I turned back the papery triangular sheaths that protected the berries and ate a few. All about me, giant grasshoppers, twice as big as any I had ever seen, were doing acrobatic feats among the dried vines. The earth was warm. Queer little red bugs came out and moved in slow squadrons around me. Their backs were polished vermilion with black spots. I kept as still as I could. Nothing happened. I did not expect anything to happen. I was something that lay under the sun and felt it, like the pumpkins, and I did not want to be anything more. I was entirely happy. Perhaps we feel like that when we die and become a part of something entire, whether it is sun and air or goodness and knowledge. At any rate, that is happiness, to be dissolved into something complete and great. When it comes to one, it comes as naturally as sleep."
A passage by Willa Cather.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Five Valleys Land Trust.
All our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.